Thank you, Kate. Let's hear the words of the psalmist who says, "Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." We have opportunity during the service to join in singing hymns several times. For each of those hymns, I would invite you to stand if you're able to do so. Sing if you wish to, and hear Kate's encouragement about masks if you would please. And the first of those hymns is, "Praise my soul, the King of heaven, to his feet thy tribute bring." Please be seated. We come now to a short prayer, and really at the end, I invite you, if you wish to join in, just simply saying Amen. So we pray. Lord God, we come here as people with differing kinds of faith. Some of us believe firmly in your existence. Others of us are convinced of your non-existence. Some of us are happy to be somewhere in between. Others of us long to be more certain. Whichever of these statements represents us, may we have a sense of transcendence, that existence is bigger than us, and a sense of wonder in the lives that we have been given. We come here too as people from differing walks of life. We may be representing the Queen. We may be elected to serve in Parliament and in local governments. We may be mayor or minister of religion. We may be NHS staff or care home assistant. We will come from many more situations. Whoever we are, May we count it as a privilege to serve others and be grateful for those who serve us and make our lives more complete. We come also to celebrate this town of Buckingham and to reflect and give thanks for all that its people mean to us. We ask that through being here today, we may go to the places from which we come with an even greater commitment and sense of purpose for the good of all. Amen. I'm going to hand over to our Mayor, Councillor Gately, to introduce her theme for this afternoon.
Tim and Kate, and thank you for everybody who's given their time this afternoon to participate and to come along. Our theme today is linked to the pandemic, and it's thanksgiving for all the people who've given so much to support our communities during this difficult last 2 years. It's been difficult for everyone, for our world, our nation, and for our community. Many are mourning the loss of loved ones or were unable to visit their loved ones for many months, even when they were dying. People have had difficulty attending funerals. They've experienced job insecurity, businesses struggling, and general stress. We have an opportunity here today for us all to give thanks from our community to those who've made a difference. Those working in the NHS, the Swan Practice, Buckingham Community Hospital, our care homes, health and social care workers supporting people in their own homes. Also, the many voluntary groups, such as the Buckingham Support Network, the Food Bank, Buckingham Free Meals, and the many other individuals and groups who give their time and energy to support and enhance the lives of others. Thanks to everyone who's made a difference, bringing light and hope at such a difficult time. I'm now going to invite Dr. George Gavriel to come. He's agreed to answer a few questions about his experiences during these difficult times. Thank you. Thank you, George. Can you tell us what the particular challenges have been for the Swan Practice over the past couple of years of the pandemic?
I think we can really split it into two main challenges. I think the first was mobilising very, very quickly after the pandemic started taking hold. And we're very blessed to have a very established team who, you know, I think did a very good job at getting things done very quickly. And actually, we really benefited from our community then. We had systems in place so that people were having their drugs delivered to them, particularly in the villages. And actually, I hope we coped quite well with that. And then the other challenge we're seeing now is really the challenge that you're seeing across the NHS, you know, increasing needs for people in the community, increasing health needs, but increasing social needs as well. Unfortunately, the hospitals have a big backlog, and that's leading to lots of distress. And so we are now seeing the challenge of trying to increase the amount of care that we can provide to our community, but at a time when resources are stretched, the number of GPs and nurses available are reducing. So we're very lucky to have an excellent team of multi-professionals, and so I think we're really seeing that being utilised more, and I think that will be the challenge moving forward, is how we best use our professionals to support our community as best we can.
Thank you. Obviously, you're bound by patient confidentiality, but what are the different ways that different people have responded to the pandemic, and how have you supported them?
I think the biggest thing that we're seeing really is the consequences of increasing social isolation and chronic disease, which has not had the attention that we would like to have given it over the past year, partly through people's reticence to maybe bother us or even to come into a surgery environment. So we've done a number of things to try and support that. One of the things I'm most proud of is that we've set up a new team in the surgery called our care and support team. And this is a team of non-medical professionals who are really just there to support the non-medical needs of our community. And they've supported hundreds and hundreds of patients now in our community with challenges such as social isolation and social care needs. We are very lucky to have an active voluntary care sector, so they link in well to services such as Men in Sheds and befriending services. And I think that's the one thing that I think I feel very positive about with COVID, that we're now paying a lot more attention to the needs of our community beyond just their medical needs.
Thank you. That sort of overlaps with the next question, which is, as a local GP, how do you see the future of medical care in a hopefully post-COVID world?
Yeah, I think there are a number of things we've wanted for decades. I think we'd like to see more joined up working between health and social care, and I hope that's something that will come soon. I think we have to be realistic. There are increasing health needs of the whole population, increasing population size, an aging population, and a lot more preventative medicine, which is obviously a very positive thing. But we're not having a large increase in the number of doctors. So I think the key thing now is that we need to utilise our multi-professional team. So I know in Buckingham you'll be used now to paramedics, but we are actively looking for mental health professionals to work within our team, not separate to our team. And hopefully we can integrate other non-medical professionals so that we can offer a wider range of health and wellbeing services, because that's really our vision for the future of our service.
Thank you. And finally, most of us here are probably patients of the Swan practice. What can we do to make your lives easier and to bring the best possible medical care?
Actually, I think this is really simple, actually. We really ask for two things. I think one is kindness. Our staff work incredibly hard and really do want to give people what they want, but unfortunately, it's not something that they always have available to them. So just be kind to our staff like you're kind to each other, and some patients. If the hospital cancels an appointment, if the hospital has a 15-month wait, which many departments do, it really isn't in my control as your GP. And I've done everything that we do, everything we can. You know, I've spoken with Greg Smith, who's here today. We had a conversation regarding how we can support our young people with mental health challenges, and that's just one example of an area that we know we need more support from the services, and everybody really is doing the best they possibly can to try and improve that. So where you can, please, some patience and some kindness would be fantastic. Thank you very much.
And thank you very much for agreeing to come here this afternoon. And we do appreciate all the work that you and your team do for our community. Thank you.
Our reading today is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus travelled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourself to the priests," and as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Lynn. We have opportunity to sing again now. Now thank we all our God with hearts and hands and voices. Please be seated. Nobody wanted to know us. We were outcasts, cast out of our village through no fault of our own. Unclean, unwanted, untouchable, unlovable. As diverse a bunch of people as you ever might see, brought together by what we shared in common. Leprosy. None of us knew how we'd got it. Others assumed we deserved it. We just wanted rid of it. It made our lives a misery. We'd heard of him. Who hadn't? A teacher, a preacher, a forgiver of sins, a mighty miracle worker, if only he could work a miracle in our direction. The rumors were spreading, even to us. Jesus was in the neighborhood. Would he come our way? And if he did, Might he just possibly touch us, untouchables, and heal us as we had heard he had done to others? The 10 of us resolved to be ready. We saw a man approaching at the very heart of a small group of people who were hanging on his every word. This must be him. It seemed like he was passing us by, walking into our, well, what used to be our village. With increasing desperation and waning hope, we shouted out in a ragtag chorus of voices, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us! Jesus, Master, have mercy on us!" He stopped in his tracks, turned towards us, saw us. Would he come towards us and touch us with healing power? He stayed where he was. It seemed that we were untouchable even to him. Our shoulders slumped. Our spirits sagged. Our leprosy lingered. I thought, he's a charlatan, promising much, delivering little. Then he said something, just a few words, but they spoke volumes. "Go, show yourselves to the priests." That may seem rather odd to you. Go, show yourselves to the priests. Not so odd to us. We'd learnt enough of the Jewish law to know that only the priests could pronounce us to be well. Only they, after a thorough examination of our bodies, could admit us back into society by announcing us clean. Even then, there was an 8-day period of quarantine, self-isolation, before we could go back to our families, our homes, our village. There was a problem. Jesus hadn't touched us with power. He hadn't laid healing hands upon us. He made no move to do so. We hesitated, waiting for something more. When it didn't come, we turned away. Something to do, nothing to lose, to go and find the local priest. We didn't imagine he would be pleased to see us. And yet, something happened as we went. One person called out, "My skin, it's clearing." Another cried out, "My feet, I can feel them again." Still another shouted, "My fingers are whole." There was no denying that something amazing was happening until 9 of us claimed healing, and only one leper remained. Me. The others were whooping and hollering, and I was just wondering why I was left out. Something I need to tell you about myself. I'm an outsider amongst outsiders. A Samaritan. I'm not regarded by others as a proper child of Israel. My people are of mixed heritage. We worship God, yes, but many say that we don't do it in the right way. Perhaps Jesus had denied me healing because of that. I trudged on with the others, getting further away from Jesus, nearer to where the priest might be found. And then it happened. A tingling in my fingers and toes. some sort of power surging through my body. And without looking at my body, my skin, I knew I was healed. With joy, I called out to the others, "We must go back. We've got to go back. We must go back and thank him." "You go," they said. "We've no time to lose. We want to see our families again. We want our old lives back. Only the priest can give us that." Disappointed with them, I turned back. I hurried, I ran, must find him before he's gone. I threw myself down at his feet, shouting, thank you, God. Jesus looked at me. "Weren't all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? To those around him, he said, "Has no one come back to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he looked at me again and said, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well inside and out." So now that I've said thank you, I'm going to the priest, ready to be pronounced clean, knowing that it's true. Let's bring the story back into the present. When I find the slot. Almost 2 years ago, overnight, we all became untouchables. Not allowed to touch anyone apart from our nearest and dearest, and even then, only if they lived with us. Like those lepers, we experienced isolation and exclusion from many things in society that we enjoy and the things that give meaning to life. When we did venture out to the shops or for our daily exercise, we regarded people with suspicion and fear, often passing by, let's be honest, on the other side of the road. Infection rates rose exponentially as COVID took a grip. Hospitals filled to capacity. NHS staff came under extreme pressure, as we have heard. Patients died, and so did some of those who treated those patients. Meanwhile, COVID ripped through care homes despite every effort to keep it out. We lost loved ones, friends, and colleagues. Every life a sad loss, as we were reminded by daily coronavirus briefings. And often we were not able to visit before they went. It's been a traumatic and tragic time. There's also been much good, hasn't there, in the past couple of years? Online quizzes, volunteer shopping, messages of encouragement on painted stones and little pictures placed around the town, and much more. Signs of good in people, expressions of the tremendous community spirit in our town. There is much for which we can be grateful. And I want to encourage us all to be like the man who went back to say thank you. And not like the 9 former lepers that didn't. And we all have different things, different reasons to be thankful. I am thankful to have stayed COVID-free, as far as I know. I am thankful to the NHS for fulfilling an appointment early in lockdown, without which I would not have known that there was actually no cause for concern. I am thankful for the skills and ingenuity of those who developed vaccines and brought them to use so quickly. I am proud of and thankful for the Swan Practice and local pharmacists and the like that enabled me and my wife to be fully vaccinated. I am thankful to local care homes that have given extra friendship to members of my church when I and others could not visit them. I have been sad but privileged to take funerals for some who died of or with COVID. I am thankful for all the key workers who have kept life going for us through the pandemic. Well, as we've seen on our orders of service, as we've heard, our mayor's theme for this service is thanksgiving for health and care workers during the pandemic. For a time, many of us used to emerge from our homes at 8 p.m. on a Thursday evening to clap the NHS. We've done a little bit of that already, but I'd like to suggest that we extend that to all care workers and key workers and express our appreciation one more time right now. And I hope that you will want to join me in that. So. It's not enough, really, is it? But it is at least something. Finally, some might say, where's God been in the pandemic? And it's a fair question. I would say that the God who I believed died on the cross in the person of Jesus the Son is not immune to our suffering. God is not absent, but is present alongside all who suffer. And I see God in the good that has been brought through countless people, whether they know it or not. And I pray that you do too. Amen. Our mayor and myself met a number of times to think about how this service would come together and to look at songs. And the next song that we have opportunity to sing is one of those that really kind of, I think, speaks of how it has been during this past couple of years. We really have had to come alongside one another and help each other through this time. And I think that's reflected in this song. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. Please be seated. We come now to a short time of prayer. I do invite you during this prayer, when you hear me say the words, Lord, in your love, respond with words, hear our prayer, if you'd like to do so. Lord, in your love, hear our prayer. So, Lord God, we offer to you our prayers as a sign of commitment and in hope and faith that you will bring answer to us and strength to us. And so, Lord God, we pray for our Queen, Elizabeth II. We thank you for her long reign, for her strong sense of duty, and for her Christian faith. And we pray strength for her as she continues to serve and rest as she transitions some of her duties to others. Lord, in your love, hear our prayer. We pray for our Member of Parliament, Greg Smith. May he know wisdom as he seeks to represent the interests of his constituents. And may he have opportunity to speak out in the House of Commons and make a difference for good. Lord, in your love, hear our prayer. We pray for the Buckinghamshire Council and for Buckingham Town Council as they work at strategic and practical levels. May councillors and staff find purpose and satisfaction in bringing order and improvement to county and town. We pray for our Mayor, Councillor Margaret Gately, in her business, chairing meetings and representing the Town Council. May she be blessed with continuing energy and with the right words to say at the right time in the myriad of events she attends. Lord, in your love, hear our prayer. We pray for the staff at Swan Medical Centre, at Buckingham Hospital, and other hospitals that serve our area. We remember those who work in our care homes and who bring care at home. We call to mind those who are vaccinating against COVID, including our local pharmacists. We are so thankful for the many ways in which they serve us, particularly in this last 2 years. May they know fulfillment in jobs well done and lives saved. Lord, in your love, hear our prayer. Finally, we pray for ourselves. May we know comfort in loss, friendship in loneliness, healing in times of illness, light in the darkness, and hope for the future. Lord, in your love, hear our prayer. Amen. I want to invite you now, if you wish, to join in with the dedication prayer. It's kind of an affirmation as much of a prayer as a prayer. So if you want to treat it as an affirmation, you don't have to say amen at the end if you don't want to, but if you want to treat it as a prayer, then please do say amen. Either is fine. So let us share together. We, the people of Buckingham and beyond, rededicate ourselves to the service of others. Over the coming year, help us to acknowledge the value of all people, those who are rich and those who are less well off, the young and the old, the articulate and the silent, the active and the isolated, those who are troubled in mind, body, or spirit. We ask your blessing on all who work for others in our community. We thank you for the many things that make us proud to call this town our home, and we ask you to continue to bless us with your gifts. Amen. So we have one final hymn, followed by a blessing, and after that, those who processed in will process out. And when it comes to that, actually, I invite you to remain standing if you're standing for the hymn and the blessing, remain standing for the procession out. And then you may be delighted to hear that there's tea, coffee, and cupcakes at the back. I know I've seen them, I haven't sampled them yet, honest, but I look forward to doing so. So the song that we have really speaks into our community and our society and even at the level of government. If you don't know these particular words, I can almost guarantee that you will know the tune. We seek your kingdom throughout every sphere. Now may the Lord bless you and those who live in your circle of influence with the experience of knowing his mercy and the delight of receiving his grace. Amen.